You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, episode number 57. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Jackie Ulmer, and yes, I am your show host here in the Profit in Your PJs podcast. And it is so nice to spend this time together. I have to confess, I've been drowning in the 70s a little bit. I've been listening to a lot of 70s music lately. I found a 70s station on my cable. I don't watch TV, but I do listen to the music stations that are on there, and found a rockin' 70s station after listening to the 70s on Pandora when I was out on a road trip relocating my parents recently. And so I've been stuck in the 70s. It's kind of funny. A lot of the music I'm hearing is bringing up memories of old shows, and I know I'm totally dating myself here, but that's okay. And I just want to thank you for being here. I just passed my one-year anniversary, and I am thrilled to say I did not miss one single week of the podcast and the broadcast. And wow, the numbers are truly exploding. Our show numbers have tripled this month, and the people from other countries outside of North America who are weighing in and commenting, it's very exciting. So if you're listening from anywhere, I always love to hear from you, but especially if you're outside of North America, go over to the show notes, JackieUlmer.com/056, or send me a tweet at Jackie Ulmer and just let me know that you're listening to the show and where you're from. Love that. And I'm going to start tagging things with the hashtag PJ's Podcast, PJS Podcast. So if you want to put that a hashtag on Twitter, I'd love to hear that you're listening in. That would just be so fun. And again, it's at Jackie Ulmer. So anyway, I appreciate all of you. You're spreading the word, you're listening, and all that good stuff. So here I am. I'm waving to you. This is a virtual wave wherever you may be. And it's kind of funny, dating myself again. I feel like Miss Molly on Romper Room. I don't know if you remember that. I see Dawn, and I see Marie, and I see Sasha, and I see Tim, and I see all of you out there in big cyberspace. So picture me holding up a magnifying glass. It's really kind of cool. So anyway, if you're new, welcome. It's not, I don't always start my shows off so goofy. And you can, again, access the show notes and the resources that I include at JackieUlmer.com/057. JackieUlmer.com/057. And then you can always access back episodes there, and certainly wherever you're viewing on your mobile phone, whatever, through Stitcher, through iTunes, I'm there. You can go ahead and subscribe. Definitely leave me a rating or review. I love that. So I am super pumped about today's topic, and I'm pumped because this is a question I get all of the time and from a lot of people on my own team as well. And the question goes something like this: what is so-and-so doing, and how are they signing up so many people? How come so-and-so's team is growing so fast? What are you saying exactly that gets people to join? I do all of the same things, and it just doesn't work for me. Well, do you know what this is? It's deadly. So my job today is to work on curing the comparison hangover. That's right, curing the comparison hangover. That's today's topic. Ouch! You know, just saying it, I'm sure you can get a visual on what I mean. Imagine a big old hangover from a party. You know, your head's throbbing and kind of sick to your stomach, and you don't know if you should eat or drink some water, and you swear you're never, ever going to let another glass of wine or alcoholic beverage pass your lips again. Anyway, it can kind of be the same thing with the comparison hangover. And, you know, go ahead and admit it. You've done it. I've done it. I'm guessing that most everyone has done it. Drooling over someone else's work or success or something that they've done, and then thinking to ourselves, gosh, I'll never be that good. I just don't measure up. And then pretty soon we start wishing we were just a little bit more like them, right? Am I right?
Please hang up and try again.
That's right. Please hang up and try again because you got the wrong number. If you've experienced this, and come on, I know you have, and so do you, you're going to love this show. And if you've struggled with any of this, you'll definitely love it because, you know, I know that most of us have been there. Oh, and one quick thing before I forget, I want to ask you, are you going to the Association of Network Marketing Professionals event this year? It's March 27th through 30th in Dallas, Texas. That's the year 2014. And it is the who's who of network marketers. So the reason I thought of this right now is because I know it's easy to go to events like this and then compare yourself. And so we want to work you through this before you get to this event. But it's a generic event with over 30 speakers and leaders from around the world. So if you've wanted to grow a global business and you've wondered how, you're going to get the chance to meet people from all over Asia, Europe, South America. It's just absolutely the who's who of network marketers. And, you know, for the ridiculously low price of $97 for 3 days and all of the speakers, all of the networking, all of your meals are also included. And I'm talking about three-course lunches and dinners and not some wimpy little continental breakfast either. We were so well fed last year that we were all just marveling over it. So go to anmpconvention.com, anmpconvention.com. That's Association of Network Marketing Professionals. So anmpconvention.com. Get signed up and come to the VIP party as well. I'll be there and would love to meet you there. So that's my little plug for ANMP. I am on the board, and it's just such a great organization to uplift the profession of network marketing. So with that, let's talk a little bit about that comparison hangover. Well, if you're like about 99% of the human race, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You get excited, you get all dressed up, you show up at the party, and then you totally overindulge at the everyone else's success buffet. That's what I call it, the everyone else's success buffet. That's where you totally overindulge. You look at what other people are doing, you look at their success, you see them on the top of the leaderboards, crossing the stage with a big check, going on VIP cruises and trips. You see them on Facebook, their life looks so fantastic. And what happens is you get so bogged down with the mindset pitfalls that you just really run yourself into a train wreck. You got to get out of your own head because it's a scary place. Our own minds are where we create our own stories about experiences and perceptions. I'm not as good as so-and-so. I don't have what it takes. I'll never figure this out. I should never have even started. I'm a loser, and so on, and so on, and so on.
Please hang up and try again.
Well, there you go. You got that wrong number again. But chances are you can relate to that. And I want to tell you, stop. Just absolutely stop. You're creating big stories in your head that can crush your confidence, shatter your belief, and bring you down. And when you get like that, everything about your business is going to go into a big, big slump. So on today's podcast, we're going to talk about what makes this happen. And then more specifically, we're going to talk about some ways that you can cure it and how to cure the comparison hangover and stop showing up at the everyone else buffet line. But before we dive into the juicy stuff, this podcast is brought to you by MasterMLMSuccess.com. MasterMLMSuccess.com. You know, the funny thing is the power behind this sponsor is that it has a training module that's designed to move you past the comparison hangover, past the doubts and the ugliness that can creep in. It takes you through some exercises to get to the heart of your MLM blueprint so you can take a look at what is real and what is make-believe. In addition to that powerful piece, MasterMLMSuccess.com also includes goal setting, how to set realistic expectations and how to understand the timeline for success in your business, how to handle shutdowns, how to create a mindset for success, how to schedule your success calendar, how to develop your daily and weekly action plan, how to create a 30-day success story. It contains leadership training, shares with you how to handle objections and stop the naysayers right in their tracks, gives you some juicy opening one-liners, and a whole lot more. So you can learn more about it over at MasterMLMSuccess.com. mastermlmsuccess.com. And you can always find that link in the show notes and resources too. JackieAlmer.com/057. Now, about those dreaded mindset pitfalls, and they are deadly, really. We've all been there with that small, annoying voice that whispers in our ear, "Who do you think you are? You aren't as good as so-and-so. How come you aren't at the top level of your company? You don't have what it takes. You should just stick with what you know," and blah, 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 blah. And what you really need to do is spend some time where life really happens, which is right here and right now, outside of your head. This is where reality hangs out. What goes on in your mind is a dream, or really it's a nightmare, and it can derail you. So what you don't want to do is let your own stories turn into realities. Here's an interesting dynamic about it. It's so very important that you surround yourself with people who are successful. And in fact, it's important to surround yourself with people who are more successful than you are. It's equally as important that you appreciate, and this is important, don't miss this, that you appreciate what you can learn from these people and how you can become inspired. Because really, competition is healthy. And this is the dangerous part, though. It's important that you not fall into comparing yourself, because that is always a no-win. You will absolutely lose at that game every single time. See, it's apples and oranges, really. We all live in our own life's reality, and we can't ever truly know what goes on in the life of another person. You know, that was my story early on. I started in network marketing, and if you've heard my story, you know it. If you haven't, go over to JackieAlmer.com, and you can click on my story and learn a little bit more. But I'll never be written up in the Network Marketing Hall of Fame as a fast starter. I struggled with my own mindset, my belief, and I definitely spent a lot of time at the everyone else's success buffet, and I spent a lot of time with comparison hangovers. I can tell you that for sure. I compared myself to everyone. I would go to my company convention, and I would watch people newer in the company than me stroll across the stage, get awarded a big check, and I would just think to myself, what is wrong with me? And sometimes I would even think, I'm smarter, I'm sharper, I'm better looking, I probably have a better list of friends than that person, but how come they're trampling all over me? And here's the thing, it is apples and oranges. You don't ever know what another person's situation was. Here was my reality, and I really want you to listen to this if you're in that same life situation that I was at the time. I was a mom of toddlers and babies, and part-time, half the week I was a single mom because my husband's an airline pilot, and he was gone, and I didn't have any family around to help me out with kids and such. So I struggled with being what I call a single mom part of the time too, you know, dealing with that, trying to make phone calls, trying to do all that. And then I would, you know, break away for once a year to go to the company convention, and I would spend that time comparing myself to everyone else and just sinking lower and lower and lower into despair and thinking, gosh, I'm never going to get this. Can you relate to that? Do you have some story that you share along those lines too? Now, the funny thing is, I remember I had a gal on my team back then who used to always tell me how easy it was for me. Whenever we'd get together to meet and brainstorm about, you know, how she was going to move her business forward and all that kind of thing. And, you know, she worked full time and she had small children. Her children were the same age as mine. We were pregnant at the same time, both times. And she would always tell me how much easier. And yet she had a husband who was home in the evenings who could, you know, take some of the load off for her, allow her to make a few quick phone calls and things like that. But she was more concerned about eating off of my buffet table, if you will, and pointing out how much easier it was than me. And it was easy for her to do that because I was having more success than she was. And even though I wasn't feeling like I was having the greatest success, I had more than she did. And so she took a look at that and decided that it was easier for me. And you know what? I'm not picking on her because I did the same thing. Then I looked at other people and thought, oh, it's so easy for you. You don't have kids anymore. You don't have, or at least not kids at home and that kind of thing. And that's the reality of where we all are. We all have life situations that we have to deal with regard to building a business. Some of us are working full-time. Some of us are working full-time and we have small children at home. Some of us are home, but we have small children. Some of us are caregivers to aging parents. Everybody has a story and everybody has those challenges and obstacles that they have to work within and overcome. But that's just it. We're all dealing with our own life situation, and it's up to each one of us to buckle down and say, yeah, I may have this on my plate, but here's what I'm willing to do, and here's the commitment I'm willing to make to live the life that I want to live. I'm not going to let these obstacles and challenges bring me down. You know, right now, as I'm recording this podcast, you may be you're probably listening to this after the fact, actually, but the Olympics are still going on. The 2014 Winter Olympics are still going on. And you know what? My favorite part of the Olympics is not watching who wins. It's not even watching the competitions. It's the stories that are shared of the athletes and what they've gone through to get there in most cases. It's amazing. And you can't help but watch those stories and get extremely inspired by the challenges that some of these athletes overcome to pursue their passion, to pursue their dream, to pursue their commitment. So you have to ask yourself, what am I committed to? Here's the thing with competition, you have to let it fuel you. You look around on that Olympic stage, and you know what? On any given day, anyone in the arena competing for the same sport. So let's take the downhill skiers, for instance. Any one of those athletes who's competing across the globe on any given day could win the gold medal. But the person who wins the gold medal is the number one that day, that moment, that slope, those conditions, and everything else. So they have to let, all of them have to learn to let competition fuel them. And the Olympics, while they're certainly a crowning glory, is it really that much better to win the Olympics than the world competitions or, the different levels that go on? Because on that day, whichever one you win, you are at the top of your game. So it's important for you to do the same. Let competition fuel you. It's good and it's powerful and it's healthy peer pressure when you allow it to be. You know, I've shared this on previous podcasts, but back in October, I started a serious dedication to yoga. I'm taking 5 to 7 classes a week, and I'm absolutely loving it. I'm learning so much about myself, about my mindset, about my self-perceived limitations, and about how I view healthy competition. Now, here's the thing with yoga. It's supposed to be, and really this is the thing with life, it's supposed to be your own path and your own journey. But you know what? Sometimes I can't help but let my eyes glance around a little bit and think, wow, how did that person get bent over all that further? They can like wrap their fingers all the way under their toes. They can't just not only just touch their toes, my gosh, you know, they can bend backwards. They can stand on their head. They can do all these things. How does that person get in that pretzel-like condition and position? And I look at myself in the mirror and I think, oh my gosh, I look like a praying mantis, you know, all legs and arms and geeky gawkiness and all this craziness. But and then I have to remember, I'm not competing with anyone else. When I leave the yoga studio and I go home, it's just me and my family and my life and my world. I'm not competing with anyone else. I'm competing with myself every single day to stretch a little bit further, to reach out a little bit further, to, you know, align my body a little bit more, to bend my neck back around to where I can look solidly at the back wall and different things like that. But what happens is when I catch myself glancing at everyone else, pretty soon my shoulders slack a little bit and I lose my form and I lose my ability to be the best that I can in that moment. And it's the same for you and your business. You have to reframe the way you look at competition. So instead of feeling down by somebody else's success or what's going on, visit those people. Call them up. Friend them on Facebook. Go up to them at a convention or whatever and ask them about their stories. Ask them what they would say their top two challenges were they had to overcome to reach their success level. Because here's the thing, people love sharing their story, and people who are successful love empowering others. So if you'll ask stories and you'll truly listen and you'll get your own agenda out of the way and you'll absorb what they tell you, you'll be able to see them in the same light often that you see yourself. You'll be able to see them when they were first getting started and what that looked like. So ask them, what are their strategies? What do they do? How can you model what they do? Not who they are, but how can you model the actions that they take? So what you want to do is you want to stop looking at others and saying, why am I not there? Instead, look at them and say, how can I get there? There's nothing wrong with wanting to be the best. There's nothing wrong with being competitive, wanting to be number one. That's healthy if you let it drive you. instead of letting it bring you down. If it's not pulling out the best in you, then it can be dangerous. And that's what becomes the comparison hangover. You know, and it's easy to fall into that. I know you aspire to be like those on Twitter with, you know, 100,000 followers. And, you know, you look at people's status updates on Facebook. And, you know, let's face it, everybody's life looks a little larger than real life and a little better than everybody else's on Facebook, right? Most of us don't put the real story of everything that's going on in our life. We may wake up and have a really bad day. Most of us don't post that out on Facebook. I know I don't. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I want to post things that uplift people because basically at the end of the day, people don't really care that you're having a downer. They just want to tell you, get over it, move on, snap out of it, right? So when you begin feeling down or begin feeling envious or anything else, anything besides being inspired by another person's success, that's when you're spiraling downward, and we've all been there. So when you feel when you start feeling that way, what you want to do is ask yourself those reframing questions. How can I shift this? Just first of all, become aware. Become aware of your own self-talk. Become aware of your own feelings. And when you hear those voices in your head and when you feel those feelings either in your heart or in your stomach, that's usually where we feel them, ask yourself, how can I shift from this feeling this moment? How can I become inspired by what I see this other person doing? And if it helps you to get a journal and journal out some of it, then absolutely I want you to do that. Get a journal and journal about it. That will teach you a lot. Now, another part that I feel inspired to share in here is that as you do begin to have success, you're going to have plenty of critics. So this is kind of painting it on the other side. Sometimes when we get into that comparison hangover, that comparison mode, we can begin to become critical of other people too. So I want to paint this picture for you because if you're being critical of others, just know that when you become successful, you'll have plenty of critics as well. So you don't want to be one of those now. So how do you deal with the criticism of others? Well, my belief is you just kill it with kindness. Take a look at any criticism that's coming your way and ask yourself, is there anything that I can learn from this? And then be open and honest to it. As far as the haters go and they're out there, the toxic types, just ignore those people. It's truly a cry for help from them, and they're drowning in their own poison, honestly. You know, I had a person in a previous company that just loved to bash me, could not find anything positive about me, bash me to her team, bash me to anybody who would listen. But very often she would reach out to two people in my upline, my sponsor and his sponsor, who were also her upline, and constantly complain and make little digs about me. I could do nothing right for this person. And the funny thing is, in the beginning, I had no idea that this was going on. I really didn't. Until independently, both of these upline called me to warn me about this person and to let me know that it was clear that she had extreme jealousy where I was concerned. I was further up in the comp plan, making a lot more money and that type thing. And it was kind of interesting because both of these two upline were men. We're both women. And it was so interesting to me that they were able to very easily pick out that it was pure jealousy that was driving this person. Both of them used that word independently. So think about this. People who aren't in pain don't behave that way. So let go and bless and release those who are critical of you and just keep moving forward. And if you find yourself being critical of other people, ask yourself, what's bringing up this emotion in me? What am I doing to create this feeling in my body? Because it's not the other person. It really isn't. And again, if you're experiencing it, just consider the source. You know, my mom would always say that to me, just consider the source, just consider the source. Don't engage with the crazies. You know who they are. You'll never make another person see your opinion if they don't want to. So don't you get bogged down with the crazies. And then, of course, speaking of the crazies, make sure that you don't become one. All right, so what do you need to do to get you where you want to be? Well, first of all, ask yourself, am I operating like an amateur or a professional? Your goal is to go pro every day. And I encourage you to read the outstanding book, The War of Art. Break through the blocks and win your inner creative battles. It's by a gentleman named Stephen Pressfield. And you can go to JackieAlmer.com/War of Art. JackieAlmer.com/War of Art. And that'll take you into Amazon. I believe there's a Kindle edition of it. And it is just an awesome book about those breakthroughs with yourself. And he has another book that's called Turning Pro. And you can find that right there at the same link. It'll give you all of his books. And it's how to tap your inner power and create your life's work. But that's a big part of it. Every day you want to ask yourself, am I going pro each day in my business? See, here's the thing. Amateurs show up every once in a while. And they flake out on commitments. They get caught up in drama on Facebook. They make tons of excuses why the whole world is conspired against them to make things impossible. Now, what does the professional do? Well, a professional shows up on time no matter what. They get things done no matter what. They take things seriously. They don't let something or someone else sweep their to-do list off the table to be replaced by meaningless junk. They don't get caught up in drama on Facebook. They see the job through. So here's a question that you can always be asking yourself. If you were the best in the world in your business, in your company, whatever it is that you're building, if you were the best in the world and the best at working toward what it is that you're doing, how would you behave? And how would you show up every single day? And what would others say about you? Are you following through? Are you keeping your word? Are you producing no matter what? And if not, if the answer is no to any of these, here's the deal. You're not operating at the professional level. You're not operating at your highest level. So what you want to do is decide what you're committed to pursuing, write out the action plan it's going to take to get you there, schedule these action steps into your calendar, get some accountability. That means tell someone your plans, ask them to hold you accountable. And if you're a perfectionist, get over it as best you can. Seriously, again, ask yourself, is this hindering me or helping me? Am I letting my perfectionism stop me from living the dream life that I want, working the dream business that I want? You can't know what you don't know, but you can get started and you can learn as you go and tweak and change and perfect as you go along as well. And as important as anything, celebrate yourself along the way. Even, and especially even, the tiny things. Celebration and praise feels good, so don't be afraid to give yourself some well-deserved praise. It doesn't always need to come from the outside, from some other source than yourself. So that's what I have for you here today. I really encourage you to get The War of Art, JackieAlmer.com/War of Art. It's a phenomenal book. It's a quick read. It's not something long and drawn out or difficult. It's kind of a funny title. People always marvel over the title, but some of the best books have those kind of titles. And I also want to invite you to step away from the everyone else's success buffet line. Get out of that buffet line. Cure your comparison hangover for good. You will live much better, you will be much happier, and you will truly create the business that you want. Again, the show notes, JackieAlmer.com/057. Share your comments over there. And if you have questions for the podcast, you'll see if you go to the show notes or you can go to JackieAlmer.com/question, you'll see the little application off to the right that says, send me a voicemail. Pop that open. You can talk right into your computer microphone and ask me a question. Give me your name. Mention your website one time so I can get you in a little plug there and I'll have you on an upcoming podcast for sure. And if this has been helpful, I would really appreciate it if you would rate the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you listen. You can just go to your iTunes store and find podcasts, type in Jackie Elmer Podcast or Profit in Your PJs Podcast in the search box, and give me 5 stars and a review if you like what you hear here at the show. Or log into your smartphone as well. And I truly, truly appreciate you and having you listen in. You can connect with me on Facebook, JackieAlmer.com/FB, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer, and send me a tweet and let me know that you're listening to the show or listen to the show and use the hashtag, the pound side, PJS podcast, as in PJ's podcast. And I will see you on next week's podcast. And until then, keep being your awesome self. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.